for MSO News Sports. I'm Tim Kearns, and this is the Coach's File, brought to you by Big Jim's Auto Body, 19 Creek Street in Beverly, for the best in auto body repair in the Beverly-Salem area. Contact Jimmy Zarella at 978-927-3201. Big Jim's awarded best in area 8 out of the last 9 years. So, if you get a dent or a ding or a major collision damage, contact Jimmy Zarella at Big Jim's today. Joining me in the Coach's File today, she does periodically throughout the year, is Gloucester Athletic Director Kim Patience. And we're going to look back upon the winter season of sports, which had a number of successes in the various programs. So, Kim, welcome back once again.
Great. Thanks, Tim. Go ahead.
All right, let's start off with the tournament teams, and then we'll go to the other teams that had good seasons, that they were very competitive throughout the year, but didn't qualify for the tournament. So let's look at the tournament teams.
Well, the tournament teams, the hockey team obviously got placed well, and the boys basketball team went into tournament. The boys basketball had a challenging game and came out strong, but the Reading team obviously took over and, kind of ended their season short. I felt that there was a lot of momentum they had in the beginning of the game. You thought they were going to get off in a great start, and we got into foul trouble. Now, I don't know necessarily it was foul trouble, but we got into trouble, and that ended their season. But we've got some players returning on that young team, and looking forward to them having a bright season next year.
Yeah, certainly Evan Mason was a surprise of that team this year. He came out and reestablished himself as a scorer in the Northeast Conference. In fact, I believe he led the Northeast Conference scoring with a 20-point-plus average per game.
Yeah, he was kind of like one of those silent players that all of a sudden emerged, and you knew he could be dangerous and powerful even at the end of last year. He's got a great shot and some great technique. So he's looking forward to a great successful season next year, and we're happy to have him back in place as one of the role models on the team. Yep.
You know, the hockey team continued to do really well. They won their share of the conference title in the South. They went into the tournament. They had a couple of very tough games. They ran into a Lincoln Sudbury team that had been playing very, very well. We broadcast several of their games along with the Gloucester game. And nothing to hang your heads about in losing to a team the quality of Lincoln Sudbury, but certainly an outstanding season for the boys.
Absolutely. They're in the right bracket. You know, as of the last year, they went into the lower division. That really helped them to gain the confidence, build up their player strength, and, you know, put themselves in the right spot. So, yes, having a championship in that lower level, excellent for them. That builds up a lot of team pride. That you saw some younger players develop quite well. Our goalie was solid in there, and you had some boys scoring goals. That's what we had a trouble with at the end of last year. This year, great tournament start, some exciting games. The Tewksbury game was fantastic. I think that was probably the best hockey game I've seen Gloucester and all the fans really support them quite well during that game. So we were very excited for them during that game in the playoff. And again, Lincoln Sudbury, wow, what a tough team. And I think that's a great experience for the boys to see a stronger program and just how deep that tournament goes. But kudos to the hockey boys and Coach Lyons and his staff producing a great team on the ice this year.
And certainly the track team, again, going through some rebuilding processes this year, lost a number of key seniors from last year's outdoor, indoor teams. Looking again to rebuild on the strength of some very good players coming back. But again, the fall season, the indoor season went well.
Absolutely. And even though they didn't have a home site and no home meets, that was difficult for our teams to swallow. And again, under the safety concerns, that was definitely a call that we needed to make. So we didn't really get to experience that indoor pride as much here at Gloucester, but we certainly followed them on the road a bit and had some great individual success throughout some of the younger runners also. And they're, you know, they got a rebuild, but they still stayed strong, and they sent some nice runners off to future events that happened during the winter. So we're looking for them to have a great spring, though.
All right, let's take a quick roundup through the other winter sports, wrestling, swimming, the cheerleaders and all.
Well, you had the cheerleaders qualify for a national tournament, which they took off into Florida this March, so they had a great experience being able to come in first in the NEC in the cheering competition, and they're a great young group of girls, very talented, so you're going to see the Gloucester cheerleaders remain that way. Gloucester swimming, small numbers, but we have some two quality swimmers that qualified for the states, and that was great to see. So we're looking to get those swimming numbers back up and running. And then you had your wrestling, which was steady and consistent. And again, some of the numbers hurt us on that level. But some of the boys went higher levels and wrestled after the postseason. So we've had some good success in the swimming and wrestling and gymnastics also. But again, the numbers and strength would really help in the winter department in that area. But everybody, you know, pulled along the best they could, and we were successful individually the best.
I bet that the cheerleaders are wishing that national competition was now instead of in March, but we're having a lot of nice weather. They went south to nice weather. Now, I think they could use a few days in Florida.
Yeah, they would have been benefit the sun now that Florida has and the snow that we have now on April 5th. We have 5 inches or 4 inches of snow. This is crazy.
All right, Kim, that's a wrap-up on the winter sports. We'll be back shortly with a look at the spring sports here at Gloucester High School for MSO New Sports. I'm Tim Kearns.